Okay, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. I just got out of the theater, and it took me a while to see this because all the reviews were so terrible, it really put me off. But the movie wasn't as bad as, like, IGN said that Crystal Skull was better. There's no way. This is better than that. So right there, I'll say, yeah, it's worth going to see if you're a hardcore Indiana Jones fan. But on its own, you know, 2 feet, movie kind of stumbles along. Movie's got, like, Harrison Ford. He's a little bit older. You don't really see him do much action. Most of the action is given to his goddaughter, who's like the anti-Indiana Jones. Like, she's not a very likable character to put in a lead role. She wants to sell artifacts for money, not put them in a museum. She doesn't care who she hurts. She's only out for herself and her little companion, the poor man's short round, who tags along with her. But she puts Indiana Jones in various situations where he could get hurt or die. Like, she's running away from the bad guys. She locks him in the room with them. And a couple of other times, her character was just kind of a bitch. Like, when she steals the dial from Indiana Jones and then goes to auction it off for cash to the highest bidder and says, you know, you've had your day, Jonesy, and all this other condescending shit that just puts you off. Like, I don't know. If only she was a little bit more of a traditional good guy instead of this. I assume that she was written to be quirky or something, but it comes across as just unlikable. And like I said, she's a bitch, pretty much. So that brings us to the bad guy. Mads Mikkelsen plays this ex-German Nazi soldier who is now under a fake identity. And Indiana Jones meets him at the beginning of the film when they have that, like, near 25-minute de-aging sequence at the beginning of the film, which probably most of their budget went to this, because if you really watch, every single shot has effects from the explosions, from various other effect shots, and then the de-aging. It must have been very expensive because it looked really good. I mean, if you only are looking for the flaws, will you see them? Like, his eyes, I feel, were a little bit, they were too white. They were too, it looked too cold. It looked too fake. But the rest of it looked pretty damn good. So cash there was being spent, obviously. And then let's see, yeah, the bad guy was pretty good. He was all right. Mads Mikkelsen tried his best to be a traditional Indiana Jones villain. But really, I hate to say it, if only Steven Spielberg had directed it, because it feels like the pacing was all off. Like, there was lots of homages in the cinematography to the style of Steven Spielberg and his crew, but all in all, I feel like Spielberg would have cut probably 40 minutes out of this film. It was way too long, and it really only fell apart in the third act. Like, there was just some that if I was the editor, I would have cut here, cut there. No long scene would be cut. No, everything was kind of necessary, but it was how long each scene went on, especially towards the end there. And, you know, it was cute. I would say it was a cute film. I hate to use that word, but it's a Disney film after all. You know, it's rated PG-13. And seeing John Rhys-Davies' return was cute, quote-unquote. I mean, he was there as supportive comedic relief and to, you know, bring back nostalgia for the series. But it was all right. I mean, I feel that if you watch it at home on Disney Plus, you might get bored because of how long it gets. The film is like 2.5 hours long. If you're in a theater, you're forced to watch it. You're forced to pay attention. So maybe go see it. It doesn't really matter. Disney has money up the wazoo anyway. They can afford it if it bombs. And it seems like it is. Which is kind of sad because we all grew up, Indiana Jones was the biggest thing, right? Hottest thing. But I think that a lot of people are now trained. It's true. They're trained to wait for these movies to premiere on Disney Plus now. And the theater, the popcorn and soda wasn't that expensive. It was like $14. The ticket was like $12. It's not that bad. I mean, they have their like $5 Tuesdays or whatever at Regal. So like a family could go if they really timed it right. So, you know, if you have to go out on Tuesday or, you know, they're giving away free tickets to Sound of Freedom on Twitter, you could, you know, get a ticket for that and just walk into another. But I don't know how long that's going to last. I think that's probably going to be over by Thursday night. But it is, what, Sunday? So you got a whole week to take advantage of that. You didn't hear it from me. But yeah, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. You know, I tried to not give too many spoilers. But in the end, I would say that it's probably a 6 out of 10. It is not a 4 out of 10 like IGN said. I guess there's potential for the series to keep going, but I really hope not. Because like I said, the Helena Shaw character was really just a jerk throughout the whole film. And I didn't like her. So if she gets her own series, I mean, I like Lara Croft. She was like a really shitty, fucked up, bitchy Lara Croft. Like a hoodlum Lara Croft or something. So I'll just watch Tomb Raider if I want to watch a female adventurer, pretty much. Which I hear is getting its own reboot again. Surprise. But yes, guys, tune in to Uwe Ball Raw USA. And please follow us on Twitter. I'm Gary Otto Zero. Uwe is Uwe Ball 7. And there is the Uwe Ball Raw USA main hub. So we will hear from you soon. Bye-bye.